Muted.
नमस्सर्वेभ्यः अद्य तिङन्तप्रक्रियायाः ऊनत्रिंशः पाठः फेब्रुवरी मासस्य द्वाविंशः दिनाङ्कः येनाक्षरसमाम्नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्रिम व्याकरणम् प्रोक्तम् तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारम् वररुचिम् भाष्यकारम् पतञ्जलिम् पाणिनिम् सूत्रकारम् च प्रणतोऽस्मिम् मुनित्रयम् अदन्तेभ्यः अङ्गेभ्यः प्रत्ययानाम् सिद्धिः अधीयमाना अस्ति. लट्लकारस्य लङ्लकारस्य च प्रत्ययाः अधीताः. अद्य लोट्लकारस्य प्रत्ययाः अधीयन्ते. ततः पूर्वम् लट् लङोः प्रत्ययान् एकवारम् पश्यामः. Hope you are all conversant with the pratyayas of lat and lang, because lot lakara takes from both of those prakriyas a lot. Okay, it is based on the prakriya of lat lakara and lang lakara both. Lat lakare kim bhavati? Parasmai padeshu adhikam karyam nasti. Jhontaha ityanena jhi इत्यत्र झकारस्य स्थाने अन्तादेशः अतः अन्ति इति भवति. यत्र यत्र सकारान्तः प्रत्ययः तत्र ससजुषोरुः इति रुक्तुम् खरवसानयोर्विसर्जनीयः इति विसर्गः. ति तः अन्ति सि थः थ मि वः मः इति परस्मैपदप्रत्ययः. आत्मनेपदेषु सर्वत्र टित आत्मनेपदानां टेरे इत्यनेन एत्वं विधीयते. थास् इत्यत्र तु तदपवादत्वेन थाससे, थास् इत्यस्य स्थाने से इति सर्वादेशः. अन्यत्र सर्वत्र टेः एत्वं भवति. किञ्च आताम् आथाम् इति द्वयोः आकारस्य इयादेशः आतोङितः इत्यनेन तत्र यकारस्य लोपोऽव्योर्वली इत्यनेन लोपे इताम् इथाम् इत्यस्ति. झोन्तः इत्यत्र झकारस्य अन्तादेशे अन्त. एतयोः कार्ययोः कृतयोः सर्वत्र यत्वे ते इते अन्ते से इथे द्वे ए वहे महे इति प्रत्ययाः. लङ्लकारे तु सूत्रत्रयं विशिष्य लङ्लकारस्य उक्तम्. नितां लकाराणां नितो लस्य इत्यनेन तस्थस्थमिपां तां तं तामः तस्थस्थमिप् चतुर्णां साक्षाद् आदेशः तां तं त अम् इति चत्वारः आदेशः. नित्यं नितः इत्यनेन सकारान्तस्य उत्तमपुरुषस्य लोपः सकारलोपे व म इति भवति. तथैव इतश्च इकारान्तस्य प्रत्ययस्यापि लोपः त् स् इति भवति. झी इत्यत्र तु झोन्तः इति अन्तादेशः अन्ति. पुनश्च इतश्च इति इकारलोपः अन्त्. अन्ते नकारतकारसंयोगः अस्ति. संयोगान्तस्य लोपः इत्यनेन तकारस्य लोपे अन् भवति. त् ताम् अन् स् तं त अम् व म इति प्रत्ययाः. आत्मनेपदेषु तु अधिकं कार्यं नास्ति. आतोङितः लोपो विवर्वलि इति समानं. यथा लट्लकारे तथा इताम् इथाम् भवति. झोन्तः अन्त. थास् इत्यत्र सकारान्तत्वात् रुत्वविसर्गौ. त इताम् अन्त थाः इथां ध्वम् इ वहि महि इति प्रत्ययः. सन्देहः अस्ति वा कस्यचित् अत्र लट्लकारस्य लङ्लकारस्य वा प्रत्ययसिद्धौ? अत्र केनचित् एकः सन्देहः पृष्टः. एतत् सम्बन्धः न जुगुप्सता जुगुप्सते इति रूपसिद्धौ गुप धातोः सन् क्रियते, गुप्तिचकिद्भ्यः सन् इति. सनि कृते सन्यङोः इत्यनेन द्वित्वं भवति. द्वित्वं कस्य भवति? गुप् इत्यस्य भवति वा गुपस् इति भवति वा इति. अस्मिन् विषये तु अग्रे पठामः. यदा लीटकारस्य प्रक्रिया अधीयते तदा द्वित्वस्य विषये एकाच द्वे प्रथमस्य अगारे द्वितीयस्य इत्यस्ति. प्रथमस्य एकाचः द्वित्वम् एकाच् इत्यनेन किं गृह्यते इति. सन्यङोः इत्यत्र सन्नन्तस्य द्वित्वम् अधीयते, अतः गुप्स इत्यत्र यः प्रथमः एकाच् तस्य द्वित्वम् इत्युच्यते. सो अनेकाच् इस् कन्सिडर्ड् फ्रम् द फस्ट् अच् and all consonants associated with it till we meet the next ach. Okay. Satyam tatra pakshadvayam asti. Mama yatha maya adhitam tatha tu sanaha sakaram api antarbhava itva eva ekach katvam ataha tasya eva dvitvam iti. Eta dvishe tu agre spashti bhavishyati. अन्य केऽपि प्रश्नाः सन्ति वा प्रत्ययानां सिद्धौ? अग्रे गच्छामः लोट् लकारस्य प्रत्ययाः. अष्टाध्याय्यां यत्र पश्यामः यथा पूर्वम् एकवारं दृष्टं लस्य इत्यधिकारः अस्ति. तत्र तिप्तस्धि इति प्रत्ययाः लकारस्य स्थाने विधीयन्ते. ततः तेषां स्थाने तत्तल्लकारमाश्रित्य कार्याणि भवन्ति. यथा एतत्तु दृष्टं टितात्मने पदानां टेरे थासस्वे इति द्वयं टित् लकाराणां भवति, सर्वेषां टितां लकाराणां भवति. ततः लित् लकारस्य विशिष्य किञ्चिदुक्तं. ततः लोट् लकारस्य अस्ति, लोटो लङ्वते इति. तस्य पश्यामश्चेत् बहूनि सूत्राणि सन्ति लोट् लकारस्य. अग्रे लेटोडाटौ इत्यारभ्यते, ततः तावत्पर्यन्तं टिल् 93 वि हव् द अधिकार लोटः. सो फ्रम् 85 to 93 नव सूत्राणि सन्ति, यैः लोट् लकारस्य विशिष्य कार्याणि उच्यन्ते. तानि सर्वाणि सूत्राणि ज्ञातव्यानि. एक्सेप्ट् द वाच्छन्दसि विच् इस् फार् द छन्दस् आर् द वेदस्. The remaining 8 sutras are what we are going to study. Okay, so the easiest way to remember the prakriya for lot lakara is to just remember this subsection. Okay, so in the Ashtadhyayi, we have seen Panini generally clubs similar karyas by sections. So to know what is special for lot lakara, it is this section that you have to know. If you know this, there is nothing else for specific for lot lakara. So we'll see those one by one. Tatra prathamam sutram asti loto langvat. So prathamam karyam saha vadati, this is 3485, lotaha iti shashti langvat lasya iti adhikaraha. Kaha taha langvat lang sadrisham, like that for lang lakara. Yatha lang lakarasya karyam tatha lot lakarasya api bhavati iti prathamam uchyata. Lot lakarasya लङ् लकारवत् कार्याणि भवन्ति. सो वाट् डिड् वि डू फार् लङ् लकार, तत्तु द्रष्टव्यम्. सो एस् ऐ सेड् देर् आर् त्री कार्यास् विच् आर् स्पेसिफिक् फार् लङ् लकार. लङ् लकारस्य विशिष्य कार्यत्रयम् उक्तम्. तस्थस्थमिपां तन्तन्तामः इत्यनेन तामादयः, नित्यं नितः इत्यनेन उत्तमपुरुषे सकारस्य लोपः, सकारान्तस्य उत्तमपुरुषप्रत्ययस्य लोपः, इतश्च इत्यनेन इकारान्तस्य प्रत्ययस्य लोपः इति कार्यत्रयं विशिष्य लङ्लकारस्य भवति. नीताम्लस्य इति उक्तं लङ्लकारस्यैव तत्. इफ् यु सी द गो बेक् अण्ड् सी, यु केन् सी झोन्तः इस् नाट् स्पेसिफिक्, इट् अप्लैस् एव्रिवेर् फार् झ. सो देर् आर् त्री कार्यस् हियर्. सो इन् द आत्मनेपदास् देर् इस् नथिङ्ग् विच् इस् स्पेसिफिक् फार् दिस् लकार. आतो ङितः इत्यस्तु सर्वत्र भवति, यत्र यत्र ङित् प्रत्ययः अण्ड् द ऋत्वा विसर्ग झोन्तः, नन् आफ् देम् आर् स्पेसिफिक्. सो दे ओन्ली त्री सूत्रास् विच् आर् स्पेसिफिक् टु लङ्लकार. तस्थस्थमिपां तां तं तामः, nityam nitaha and itascha. So loto langvatu iti ukte tasthasthamipam tamtam tamaha ityanena tamadayaha bhavanti nityam nitaha ityanena uttama purushasya salopopi bhavati itascha iti pratyayastu na iti sutram tu na pravartate kimartham iti agre pashyamaha. So by this sutra loto langvatu is what we call an atidesha sutra. Sutram shadvidham iti smaryate samnyacha paribhashacha vidhir niyamayevacha atideshodhikarascha shadvidham sutram. So there is samnya sutrani jnayante, paribhasha sutrani jnayante, vidhi sutrani, those which define an operation, niyama, those which restrict an operation, atidesha is the superimposition of one, the carriers of one or the properties of one on the other. So vattu, generally wherever we see this vattu, we treat it as an atidesha sutra. Atrapi langlakarasya atha karyani, tadrishani karyani, lotlakarasya atidishyante. Bhava tas ityasti. Tasthasthamipam tam tam tamaha ityanena tasaha tamadesha bhavatam. Bhavatu bhavatan bhavatam. So there is tas has been converted to tam because it says loto langvatu and tasthasthamipam tam tam tamaha bhavatam. Evam bhavavas ityasti tatra sakarasya lope bhavava. Bhavani bhavava bhavama. Uvayatra sakarasya lopaha. Evam bhavatam. Bhavatu bhavatat bhavatam bhavantu bhava bhavatat bhavatam thasaha sthanetam bhavata tha ityasya sthaneta iti trayam api bhavati. So tasthasthamipam tam tam tamaha iti tamadayaha nityam nittaha ityanena uttama purushasya sakara lopascha anena sutrena atidishyate. So because of loto langvat, we apply both these sutras for the pratyayas of lotlakara. So there was the third one, right? Itascha. Ikarantasya lopaha bhavati. So instead of that, as an apavada to that, Panini starts a new rule. Okay. Erhu iti sutram. Ehe iti shashti ekavachanam. Uhu iti prathama ekavachanam. Ehe iti kasya shabdasya shashti, which is the word for which ehe would be the shashti. Yeah, so good. Quite a few people have guessed E. Right. So you have just like Hari would become Harehe, E will become Ehe. Okay. So Ehe ityukte ikarasya ityarthaha. Uhu ukaradesha vidhiyate. So instead of deleting the ikara, since this is specific, adau loto langvatu ityanena samanyataya uktam, tena ikarasya lopaha prasaktaha, kintu atra vishishya lotlakare ikarasya sthane ukaraha bhavati ityuchyate lotaha iti anuvartate lasya ityadhikaraha lotlakaradeshana ikarasya ukaradeshaha bhavati lopaha na bhavati lotlakare ukaradeshaha bhavati eruhu iti sutrena yatha pathati ityasti ikarasya sthane ukaradeshe pathatu evam pathanti ityasti patha ji jhvantaha ityanena antadeshaha patha anti ato gunayate tatra ikarasya sthane ukaradeshe patha antu ato gunayate pararupe pathantu iti rupam ikarasya ukaradeshaha, right? So eruhu. So we did instead of wherever we apply itascha, we have to apply eruhu, right? So just going back, itascha iti kutra yatra yatra tasthasthamipam tam tam tamaha tatra kritam nityam nitaha ityapi kritam itascha ityasya prasaktau ti ityasya sthane eruhu ityanena utve tu iti bhavati
ji, anti, tatra eruho jetve antu. So next si, si ityatrapi ikarasya utve krate su iti bhavet na bhavati. So as we have to apply vastadaha eruho tyasya pravrtihi bhavet, into punaha tasya apavadaha uchyate. Serhya picha iti agrimam sutram. So we are going in the order of the Ashtadhyayi. First he says loto langvata, then he says eruhu, then he says serhya picha. Each of them is a sort of an apavada to the previous. So if we take loto langvata, we would have to apply itascha. But preventing the application of itascha, we have eruhu, which converts the ikara to ukara. So in C, so when we are trying to apply eruhu to convert the ikara to ukara, overruling that, we have the next sutra, serhya picha. Sehe, hi, apit, cha. Iti chatvari sutrani, chatvari padani santi sutra. Sehe, yatha, I ityasya ehe, tatha si ityasya sehe. Sehe, hi. Si ityasya sthane, hi ityadesha bhavati. So that's all the sutra says, very clear. So lotaha, lotlakarasya, lasya tadhikaraha, si ityasya sthane, hi iti adesha bhavati, iti sutrartha. Apit cha, sachahihi apit bhavati. So as we have seen earlier, there is the concept of pit and apit. Right? So it operates very universally across the tinganta prakarana. Pit and apit. Pit pratyaha tatha apit pratyaha itsanti. Pit pratyaha, tip, sip, mip, anye sarvepi apit pratyaha, sarvadhatukam apit, ityapi drashtam, apit sarvadhatukam nidvad bhavati, nidvad bhavaha. So that is also an atidesha where the properties of a nit pratyaya are imposed on any sarvadhatuka which is not pit. Sarvadhatuka pratyaha yadi pit na bhavati, tarhi nidvad bhavati. So now actually C is a pit pratyaya. So it should get the karyas which pertain to a pit pratyaya. Kintu yada hi iti adeshaha bhavati, the C is converted to apit. Apit ityate nidvat karyani bhavanti. Lotlakarasya C ityasya sthane hi iti adeshaha bhavati, sacha apit bhavati. So the, the benefits of being apit, we will not see now. Bhadigane yatra adantam angam bhavati, tatra tasya mahatvam na jnayate. We will not know what is the purpose of apitva in the first gana or wherever there is adanta. When we move into ganas which are not adanta, we will see very clearly why he specifies it as apit. Idaniyam tu si ityasya sthane hi iti adeshaha etavata alam bhavati. Udaharanam, bru dhatu asti, bru dhatu ho si iti pratyaha, tasya sthane hi iti adeshe bruhi iti bhavati. Okay. So here you can also see this is actually a dhatu which belongs to the second gana, okay. Adadi gana. So because of the adadi gana, there was a shap in between. The shap has been deleted. Adipravratibhyaha shapaha ityanena shapaha luk bhavati. So bru si iti asti. Si ityasya sthane hi ityadeshe bru hi. Okay. So here you can also see the thing that hi is apit. Because it is apit, there is no guna. As soon as there is, it becomes nit guna nishedha. Guna nishedha is one of the things which is brought about by that nidvad bhava. Otherwise it should have been bro. If you see bravitu, there is a bro e and it becomes bravi. Okay, so everywhere there is guna. So here there is no guna because it is apit. So bru si becomes bruhi. Si itasya sthane hi iti adeshaha serhya picha iti sutrana. Okay. Similarly, if we come to the first gana, patha si iti sthite, patha hi iti bhavati. Serhya picha ityanena patha hi iti bhavati. Tataha atohehe iti ekam sutram asti. So this is not in this list. It is not the lasya adhikara. This is an angakarya. Shastadhyaye chaturthapade asti angakaryam. Ataha iti panchamekavachanam. Hehe iti shashthekavachanam. Luk iti anuvartate. Angasya iti adhikaraha. Asiddhavadatrabhatit adhikaropi asti. So ataha angasya. Adantat angat parasya hi ityasya luk syat. It is utrarthaha. So when following an anga which is adanta, yatha patha hi ityasti. Adantat angat parasya hi ityasya purnasya luk syat. Luk bhavati. Luk pratyasya luk shlu lupaha. Pratyalopaha luk shlu lup iti shabdaihi avidhiyate. So luk is deletion of a pratyaya. So deletion of a pratyaya is termed by, can be given by three different terms. Luk, shlu or lup. So here he defines luk. So the pratyaya hi which follows an adanta anga is deleted. Yatha patha hi ityasti. Tatra hi ityasya lope patha iti rupam. Pathattu, pathatat, pathatam, pathantu, patha. So here only the anga. Patha iti dhatuhu, shap pratyaha. Militva patha iti angam, tadeva shishyate. Pratyasya bhagaha na shishyate. Atohehe ittanena, tasya luk bhavati. So that is why we hear this hi only when the anga is not adanta. You hear that in bruhi, dehi, pahi and so on. Tatra sarvatra shruyate. He iti adanta nangattu he iti na shruyate ato hehe ityanena lupyate. So for C we have two sutras, serhya picha and ato hehe. So what do we have now in the pratyayas? There was ti, ti ityasya sthane eruho iti utve tu, tas, tas ityasya sthane tas tas tamipam tam tam tamaha. So tu tam. Ji istasti, jhontaha ityanena, antadeshaha anti, eruhu ityanena utve antu, tu tam antu. Si ityasyasthane hi tasya lopaha, ataha kimapi nasti. Si thas, thasaha sthane tam ityadeshaha. Luk tam ta, so tatrapi tasthasthamipam tam tam tamaha ityadeshaha. Tataha mi. So for me also, actually, tastha samipam tam tam tamaha ityanena, am adeshaha praptoti. So if we apply tastha samipam tam tam tamaha, there should be am. Okay. Am. So as an apavada to that, mernihi. So specifically to the me of lot lakara, there is an adesha being told, mehe nihi. Okay. So mehe iti shashti ekavachanam. So ehe, sehe, mehe. Everything is this. So nihi iti prathama. Lotaha lasya. So lot lakarasya, mi iti asasthane, ni iti adeshaha bhavati. So very specific, very easy. So patha mi ityasthata, patha ni. So instead of tastha samibam tam tam tamaha, we have mer nihi. So please note both eruhu and mer nihi will overrule the langlakara sutras. Even though it is para. So somebody asked that itashta and tastha samibam tam tam tamaha are para sutras. But I said, yum yena naprapte yo vidhir arabhyate satasya badhako bhavati. So in the lotlakara, if we apply tastha samipam tam tam tamaha for me, mer nihi does not find any use. Okay, it's a very specific sutra. Lotlakare mi ityasya sthane ni iti adeshaha bhavati. Yadi atra paratvat amadeshaha kriyate, tarihi mer nihi iti sutram vyartham, niravakasham. Niravakashatvam apavadasya bijam. What is an apavada? An apavada is that which does not have an avakasha. If you do not apply mernihi in the me of lotlakara, It does not have any other udaharana at all. It is a waste. Why would we Panini do any sutra which does not have an udaharana? So when there is no place for it to operate, it becomes powerful and it will overrule anything else. Okay, nirvakashatvam apavadasya bijam. So because of that, both erhu is an apavada to itashta, even though itashta comes later. Similarly, mernihi is an apavada. Okay. So even though it comes later, if you are comparing mernihi and tastastamipam tam tam tamah. So there is also a question, because the tastastamipam tam tam tamah does not operate directly here. It operates through loto langvarti. So if we compare loto langvati and mernihi, mernihi is a parasutra. So in that case there is no problem. But even if you compare it with tastastamipam tam tam tamah, it is niravakasha. Very specific to this lakara, this pratyaya. So it has to operate here. So mernihi ityanena mi ityasya sthane ni iti adeshaha bhavati. So instead of patha mi, we have patha ni. So atra tu ato dirgho yani. Ni nakara is still yai. So atrapi ato dirgho yani ityanena bhavet. Right. So there should be atodir, just like we did patha mi, atodirgho yani ityanena dirghaha patha mi, tathaiva atrapi patha ni. Atodirgho yani ityanena dirghe patha ni iti bhavet. Kintu punaha lotlakare kinti dvaishishtyam asti. Ad uttamasya picha iti sutram asti. Okay. So ad iti prathama ekavachanam, uttamasya iti shishtheka vachanam, pit so prathama, lotaha ityanu vartate lasya ityadhikaraha, lotlakarasya uttama purusha pratyayanam at iti agamaha syat sacha pit. So in lotlakara, the uttama purusha pratyayas, the pratyayas of uttama purusha, all of them, mit, vasmas, and also it, vahi, mahi. So it does not say which purusha. So in both, which pada. So in both parasmaipada and atmanepada, uttama purusha pratyayana at iti agamaha bhavati. At iti tit. Titvat adhyantautakitav ityanena adhyavayavaha bhavati. So lotlakarasya uttama purusha pratyayana at iti agamaha bhavati. Sacha pit. And that adagama is pit. Okay, as I said, you see many references to this pit and apit. Okay. So the purpose of all these pits and apits will become clearer as we move to the other ganas. For now, just remember that that part is there in the sutta. So patha ni ityaste tatra adagame patha ani evam patha va adagame patha ava, patha ma tatrapi adagame patha ama. Okay, so when you have that akasavane dirgha ityanena savana dirghe pathani pathava pathama iti rupani siddhyanti. Satra prashnaha kimartham adagamaha. As I said, if you just have pathani ato dirgho yani ityanena dirghe pathani iti bhavati, atrapi pathava iti bhavati pathama, sarvatra ato dirgho yani iti to pravartate. Kimartham adagamaha. So the adagama is a very general sutra. It's not just for this gana. Asmin gane tu adantatva masti. Because of shap, you have adantatva. Because it is adanta, you can do ato dirgho yani. But what about the other ganas? Anyeshu ganeshu tu tatha rupam na siddhyati. Yatha asudhatu asti. As ni. Atra shap nasti. Shap luptaha. So here, the form would be asni. Unless you bringing the akara. Asani. Satapi akaraha bhavet. Similarly, you have krudhatu. There you need karavani. Wherever you go, sunavani. So all the ganas, you have the akara in lot. Whichever gana you go, you have, you hear the akara. So if you don't, in the absence of this sutra, yatra adanta mangam tatra akaratvam tu siddhyati, anyeshu ganeshu na siddhyati. So ataha etat sutram pranitam bhagavata paninina, Atrapi asya prasaktihi asti ataha pravartata eva. Even though you do not require this sutra for rupasiddhi here, pathani iti rupasadhanartham yadyapi adagamaha anapekshitaha, tathapi anyeshu ganeshu rupasadhanartham saha apekshitaha, ataha samanyataya lotlakarasya uttamapurushasya adagamaha vidhiyate atrapi bhavatyeva. See, when applying the sutra, we do not just see what is required for rupasiddhi. Whatever sutra applies according to the condition will apply. So there is a nyaya which says parjanyavati lakshana pravrittihi. Okay. Parjanyavati lakshana pravrittihi. A lakshana which is sutra pravritti, a sutra operating is like parjanya, is like a cloud raining. A cloud does not see whether the place requires rain or not. It does not say, okay, if it's a cloud over the seas, it will not say, okay, there is so much water here, so let me not rain here. Let me not rain only where I am required. So that is not how it does. I mean, wherever there are the conditions are suitable, there will be rains. So similarly, wherever the conditions are present for the operation of a sutra, the sutra will operate, whether it is required or not. So Aduttamasya Pichya will not say, I will not operate here because I am not required. So that is not how a sutra thinks, I mean, if it thinks. So as long as there is a condition, is this Lotlakara, is this Uttama Purusha, then I am here. So you have to do Adagama even though the present Rupa might not require it. So that is the problem generally with us. I mean, these such questions are what that, I mean, I asked when I was a student, and I mean, at every batch I teach, people will definitely ask me, why should we do this? We anyway have Pathani without it. So why is, because we have a very narrow vision, that is why we ask the question why. So Panini has a very, very wide vision. He sees all the forms across all lakaras, purushas, all ganas in both Laukika and Vaidika. That is why he does a sutra with a very broad vision. So if we see that only thinking of Pathani, a sutra will seem a waste. It's just doubling our steps. Okay. So we have to widen our vision to see the other prakriya where it is useful. So sometimes for a particular form a sutra might seem redundant, not required, but it will operate. That is the rule of Vyakarana. So if the conditions for a sutra are present, it will operate. So atrapi adagamaha bhavati. So ad uttamasya pitcha. The pith part might not be required for the mip, because mip is already pith. But for the other pratyas, for vas, mas, it, vahi, mahing, all of them will be connoted to pith because of it. Okay. So this is ad uttamasya pitcha. So now if we look at the, we have to look at the pratyas of Lotlakara. So in Lotlakara, let's not directly go into the pratyas. So, sorry, this is Lotlakara. This is taken starting from lung. I mean, I copied it from there because some of the sutras were the same. So, tasthastha iti trishu sthaleshu tasthasthamipam tam tam tamaha iti bhavati. Vas mas iti dvayoho nityam nitaha iti sakara lopaha. In ti and chi, we have eruhu. Ikarasya sthane uttam. So, ti becomes tu. Tas ityatra tamadeshaha. Tu tam. Jhontaha iti anti, tataha eruhu iti uttam, antu. Si ityasya sthane serhya pitcha iti hi adeshaha, ato hehe ityanena hehe luk. So there is no pratyaya here, it is a blank. Then thas tam adeshaha, tha ityasya sthane ta adeshaha. Mi, we have mernihi. So there is ni, va, ma. In all three cases, Aduttamasya Pichya ityanena adagamaha. So the pratyayas finally are tu, tam, antu, there is nothing, tam, ta, ani, ava, ama iti pratyayaha. Okay. So there is one more thing which we left. If you have noticed the pratyaya column. So tu, tat, tam, antu. So here also there is tat, tam, ta. So where are we getting that tat from? So tadartham ekam sutram asti. tuhyo statang ashishyanya tarasyam. Tuhyohu iti shashti dvivachanam. Tatang prathama ekavachanam. Ashishi iti saptami. Anyatarasyam. Angasya ityadhikaraha. Angat parayohu. Tu hi ityatayohu. Vikalpena. Anyatarasyam is optional. Vikalpena. Tatang iti adeshahasyat. Ashirathe. If you remember Lotlakara. Vidhinimantrana mantranadhishta samprashna prarthanayohu ling. Lotcha. Vidhyadishartheshu lotlakaraha bhavati. Ashishi ling lotau. Ashir arthepi ling lakaraha bhavati. Saha ashir ling lot api. So lot lakara is applied in vidhyadi. In the senses of vidhini mantrana etc. And also in the sense of ashishi. Now ashir arthe. When we are applying lot lakara in ashir artha. Ashir arthe yatra lot lakaraha. Tatra. Tu hi ityetayoho sthane vikalpena tatang iti adeshaha bhavati. So tu is replaced by tat. Tatang ityatra ngakaraha itsamyakaha akaropi gacchati. So it is tat. So bhavatu becomes bhava tat. And bhava si becomes bhava hi. Tatrapi hi ityasya sthane tat adeshe bhavatat. Ubhayatra bhavatu bhavatat bhavatam bhavantu. Bhava, bhavatat, bhavatam, bhavata. But the form bhavatat is used only if it is the ashiratha. Bhuyat ityarthe bhavatat iti prayogaha. Okay. So if you look at the pratraya siddhi, actually this two should also be in blue. Okay. Tip ityasti, halantyam prasya lopaha iti pakarasya lopaha, ti, eruhu iti ikarasya ukare, tu, ityapi pratyayaha. Tathaiva vikalpena tatang adeshaha. Tu ityasya sthane tatang adeshe tat. Tu tat. So both of them are pratyayas. I have forgotten to mark the tu. I will mark it later. So tas. So directly we apply loto langvatu. Because of loto langvatu, we apply tastastamipam tam tam tamaha. It becomes tam. Always remember loto langvatu. If we just remember tastastamipam tam tam tamaha, at some point of time, we will start wondering why we are applying the lot. Because tastastamipam tam tam tamaha says nitolasya. Nitaha lakarasya tasadina mete adesha. So then why are we applying for lot is always a question which will arise sometime later. So it always comes with loto langvat. So tas etyasya tam adesha. Ji jhontaha eruhu. It becomes anti and then antu. Tu tat tam antu. Sip pakarasya itramya lopaha. Serhya picha. Sityasya sthane hi adeshaha. Tasya atohehe. Assuming that the anga is adanta, we delete the pratyaya, so there is no pratyaya. That is one form. So optionally, the hi is replaced by tat. Tushyos tatang ashishyanya tarasya. So there is tat, whatever. Tat and tam. So thas loto langvat tas thas thamipam tam tam adeshaha. So same in tha becomes tha. Mip ityatratu karasya lope mer nihi iti mi ityasya sthane ni adeshaha. Aduttamasya piccha ityanena tasya adagame ani. So vas you have loto langvat and nityam nitaha. Ityanena sakara lopaha. So it becomes va. Aduttamasya piccha, it becomes ava. Similarly, mas becomes ma. Aduttamasya piccha, ama. Tu tat tam antu. Tat tam ta. Ani ava ama. So pathatu, pathatat, pathatam, patha antu. Attogune pathantu. Patha, pathatat, pathatam, pathata. Patha ani. Akasavarne nirthaha. Pathani. Patha ava. Pathava. Patha ama. Pathama. Any questions?
there is one question. Does Panini ever use the word Vikalpa in a sutra? No, he does not. He uses three words to indicate option. Va, Vibhasha, Anyatarasyam. He does not use the term Vikalpa. He only uses Vikalpa in Na Veti Vibhasha. He does not use the word Vikalpa there, but that is the sutra says Nishedha Vikalpa Yohu. That's all. Vibhasha. He does not use the word Vikalpa anywhere. So Va Vibhasha Anyatarasyam and Bahulam. Those are the words he uses to indicate different kinds of options. Clear with Parasmay Paras, always stay with the Ashtadhyayi. Loto Langvati, Eruhu, Serhya Picha, Vachandasi. So, this Serhi is optional in the Vedas. So, we are not looking at Vedic forms right now. So, we are not seeing that. Mernihi. So, me is replaced by ni. Okay. So, these we will see now in the Atmane Pada. Aduttamasya Picha. So, the Uttama Purusha has Adagama. So, if you know these sutras, Lotlakara will be very, very clear. So forget that, we always get lost in Prakriya. Any questions? Can we move on to the Atmane Padas? The question, Vas and Mas, why do we treat them as Pit? They are not Pit now, but if we add the art, Ad Uttamasya Pichayatyanena Ada Ramaha Yada Bhavati, that art is Pith. So, this Ava and Ama will be Pith. Only when we add the Adagama. Otherwise, they are not Pith. Any other questions? So, this is the Parasmay Pada. Atmanepadeshu, the Atmanepada pratyayas for Lotlakara start with those of Lat. If you look at the Latlakara pratyayas, let's go back quickly and see the. Okay, so Latlakara Atmanepada, what did we do? Tita Atmanepadanam Tere everywhere. So Te. Then there is Atung Itaha and Lopovirli. So this becomes Itam and Ite. Te Ite Ante, Se Ite Tve, E Vahe Mahe. As you can see, the Tita Atmane Padanam Tere applies to all Tit Lakaras. Lot is also Tit. So this will apply for Lot also. Both Tita Atmane Padanam Tere and Thasa Se will apply for Lot Lakara. Jhontaha is not specific. So that will also apply to Lot Lakara. Atavangitaha is only the pratyaya. The pratyayas here is still apit. Because it is apit, it is nit. So, Atavangitaha will also apply. Right? Because it is akara and there is an adanta anga. So, all the sutras of Latlakara will apply to lot. Okay? So, we apply all these and we end up whatever are the final. Te ite ante, se ite dve, e vahe mahe. We start there and then we do something more for Lotlakara. Okay. So, we start with the Latlakara pratyayas and then Aam etaha iti sutramasti. Aam iti prathama ekavachanam. Etaha iti shashti. Etaha nama ekarasya ityarthaha. Lotaha ityanu vartate. Lasya ityadhikaraha. Lot lakara adesha nam ekarasya am iti adesha syat. So if you see in all pratyayas we have tita atmane padanam tere arthasa se. So there is se everywhere. There is a everywhere. There is ekara. So all ekaras are converted to am. Okay. So te ityasti. Ti becomes te. Na ekarasya am iti adesha. So it becomes tam. Ti, te, tam. And then there is itam. We do tita atmane padanam tere, it becomes ite. Now again we do ametaha, it becomes itam. Tam, itam, antam.
te ite ante becomes tam itam antam. Okay. So again, itham become ithe becomes itham. So in C there is sve. So it should have become sam. Okay, it does not become sam. So we have another sutra for them. So vandate becomes vandatam. Vandete becomes vandetam. Vandante becomes vandantam. Sarvatra ante vidyamanasya ekarasya am iti adeshaha ametaha iti sutrena. So next again you have se, vandase. So if we apply ametaha, it would be vandasam, which is not the required rupa. Ataha ekam sutramasti samabhyam vamau. Sa vabhyam iti panchami dvivachanam. Va amau iti prathama dvivachanam. Etaha iti anuvartate. Lotaha ityapi anuvartate. Lasya ityadhikaraha. Lotlakarasya. Sakara vakarabhyam parasya ekarasya. Now etaha is for the ekara. So this adesha is also for ekara, which is preceded by sa and va. Okay, that is why this is in panchami. Samabhyam uttarasya etaha. Sakara vakarabhyam parasya ekarasya. Kramat va am etau adeshau staha. The ekara is replaced by va or am. So vandase ityasti. Sakara duttaraha ekaraha. Right? So the ekara is preceded by sakara. So here ekara, instead of ametaha, we apply samabhyam vamo. So the A is replaced by V. So vandas A become vandas V. Vandasva. Similarly, vandadve. So it is vakara. Vakara duttarasya ekarasya. Am iti adesha bhavati. Vandadhv am. Vandadhvam. Vandasva. Vandadhvam. So samabhyam vamo iti. Ametaha ityasya apamadaha. Ametaha ityanena amadeshe prapte. Sakara duttarasya ekarasya va iti adeshaha. Dva vakara duttarasya ekarasya am iti adeshaha. So we have vandasva and vandatvam. So we have ste ite ante becomes tam itam antam. Se ite dve becomes sva itam dvam. Okay. So now e there is a. Right. A vahe mahe iti uttama purusha pratyaha. Tatra kim bhavati tatravi ametaha iti bhavet. Because there is still ekara there. A vahe mahe. Kintu tatra eta ai iti sutram, etaha iti shashti ekavachanam, ai iti prathama ekavachanam, uttamasya iti anuvartate, uttama purushasya, lotaha iti api anuvartate, lasya iti adhikaraha. So lotlakarasya uttama purusha pratyayanam ekarasya aikaradeshaha syat. So in lotlakara Atmanepada, all adeshas are for ekara. Generally, ekarasya sthane am, samabhyam uttarasya va amau, uttama purushe ekarasya ai adesha bhavati. So we have vande, vanda e, it becomes vanda ai. Vanda vahe becomes vanda vahai. Vanda mahe becomes vanda mahai. So if you remember, aduttamasya piccha. As I said, it is not only for parasmaipada, also for atmanepada. But hatrapi adagamaha bhavati. A ai, a vahai, a mahai. So in a ai, we just join it with atascha. So again it becomes ai. Atratu a vahai, a mahai. Iti pratyayaha. So for the pratyayas, first we start with latlakara. Okay, whatever the karyas for the latlakara pratyayas, we do it. So te, titatmane padanam tere and thasasse, Atangitaha lopo vyorvali. So it becomes te ite ante, se ite dve, e vahe mahe. So starting with that, we start with that for the lot lakara. So te ite ante, se ite dve, e vahe mahe. It is thite. Then am etaha. So in these four cases, there is am etaha. So it becomes tam, itam, antam, itham. So for se and dve, it is savabhyam vamau. It becomes sva and dvam. So here it is sva for the ekara, so it becomes sva. Here it is dvu am, it becomes dvam. E vahe mahe, there is eta ai. So it becomes ai vahai mahai. And there is aduktamasya picture. So it becomes a ai. This is again ai, a vahai, a mahai. So here, even though we don't require aduttamasya piccha here, right? Because it is already I. Etai ittenenaiva aikarahasti. Tathapi parjanyaval lakshana praruttihi. Atrapi adagamaha tasya vruttihi. So it is I. So ta pitatmane padanam tere. It becomes te. Ametaha tam. Atam. Atongitaha iti iadeshaha. Lopo vyorvali iti yalopaha, itam, pitatmane padanam tere iti etvam, ite, so again ametaha itam. So it's originally itam, but this sutra will definitely apply. So once that applies, this will also apply. So you end up again with itam. So jha, jhontaha, it becomes anta, pitatmane padanam tere, it becomes ante, and ametaha, it becomes antam. Thas, thasaha, se, samabhyam vamu, so se becomes sva. Atham is very similar, just like atham becomes itam, so atham becomes itham. Dvam, titatmane padanam tere, it becomes dve. So samabhyam va amav, since it is vakara, the a becomes am, so it is dvam. It, you have e. Titatmane padanam tere, it becomes a. Eta ai, it becomes I. Aduttamasya picture, that is a ai. And then atascha, wherever we have at, the vriddhi is by atascha. Ataha achipare vriddhi ekadeshahasya. So it becomes I. Vanda ai, vriddhirechi vandai. Okay. Then vahi, titatmane padanam tere, vahe. Eta ai, it becomes vahai, aduttamasya piccha, a vahai. Similarly, mahi, so it is mahi, etvam, eta ai, aduttamasya piccha, a mahai. So, vandatam, vanda itam, adgunaha, vandetam, vanda antam, atogune, vandantam, vandasva, vandetam, vandadvam, vanda ai. Riddhirechi, vandai, vanda, avahai, akasavarne dirghaha, vandavahai, vanda, amahai, akasavarne dirghaha, vandamahai, vandatam, vandetam, vandantam, vandasva, vandetam, vandadham, vandai, vandavahai, vandamahai. So now if you look at Dashtadhyayi, Loto Langvati. Lot Lakarasya Langlakaravat Karyani Bhavanti. Which is three karyas. Dasta Samipam Tam Tam Tamaha Nityam Itaha and Itascha. So we apply Dasta Samipam Tam Tam Tamaha and Nityam Itaha. So we don't apply Itascha because Etruhu. Lot Lakare Ikarasya Ukaradeshaha Bhavati. Serhya Picha. Se Ityasya Hi Ityadeshaha Bhavati. Sacha adanta rangat hehe luk bhavati ato hehe. So mer nihi, me is replaced by ni. Am etaha, ekarasya sthane sarvatra am adesha bhavati. Savabhyam etaha, sakara vakara abhyam uttarasya ekarasya va am iti adesha. Uttama purushe, ad uttamasya piccha, sarvesham uttama purusha pratyayanam at agamaha bhavati. Yeta ai, Uttama Purushe Ekarasya Aikaradeshaha Bhavati. So these are all the sutras which are concerned with Lot Lakara. Any questions? तया संयोजितानां सूत्राणां वृत्तिं संग्रह्य फाइल रूपेण नियताम्. Don't only वृत्ति द सेपरेट फाइल. Yeah, we can do that. That's okay. Next, why is it आम एतः instead of एतः आम, which is Panini's usual order? There's no usual order, but here, I mean, if you say eta am, it is guru. I mean, you am etaha is shorter than eta am. Ardhamatra laghavena putratvam manyante vayakarana. It reduces the. Anyway, the meaning is very clear. So, any other questions? So in Lot Lakara, the prakriya, I mean for the pratyaya part, is longer than what is it for Lat or Lang, but do not be daunted by it. There is nothing, I mean, very complicated. If you have that those set of sutras, the and you know the pratyayas are very familiar, so it should be very easy. Okay, it's just there are a lot of specific sutras. There are 8 sutras which are specifically for Lot Lakara, and we have to know those 8 sutras. There is no other way. I mean, without knowing those 8 sutras, it is impossible to learn Lot Lakara. But even for them, the order there, I mean, just in the Ashtadhyayi order, you just understand them and you keep applying them, you get the right prakriya. Okay? So don't be afraid of Lot Lakara. It is not complicated, it is just that there are more sutras. Learn those sutras and apply them with a bit of practice, it becomes very easy. So there will be an exercise. I did not yet put it up, but it's a usual one, just like we had for Lat and Lang. So there will be a few sentences in which there are forms of Lot Lakara. So try to derive those forms. Practice this prakriya and derive those forms. And concentrate on the pratyaya part, because I mean by now you should be familiar. If you have been working through all the exercises, you should be familiar with what happens in the prakriti. The dhatu and the vikarana should be quite familiar now. So now concentrate on the pratyaya part and what happens. How do we derive them? Any questions? Otherwise, we'll stop here. येनाक्षरसमाम्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः. सॉरी वसुजी, यू हैव अ क्वेश्चन.
नमस्ते जी.
ओके, दैट्स फाइन. येनाक्षरसमाम्नायम् अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः. वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्.